It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
I need a reason.
Don't say money. Why do this?
Why not do it? Because yesterday I walked out of the joint after losing 4 years of my life, and you're cold decking Teen Beat cover boys. Because a house always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes, the house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing this speech,
hadn't you? A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed.
No, it was good. I liked it.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Mr.
Denham. Billy Tim Denham.
Yes. Denham like a gene.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Just like the gene.
Man, you got some lovely hands here. Do you moisturize?
I'm sorry?
I tried all sorts of brand of lotion. I even went fragrance-free for a whole year. Now, my sister, she uses aloe vera with a little sunscreen in it. Yeah. And ideally speaking, we all should wear gloves to go to bed. But I found out that that would be a little interference in my social agenda, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Plus, I get a reaction from the camper.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Too soon.
Too bad.
Too soon for both of them. That little tribute from Rob Spiewak for both Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes, and, you know, that's just...
But, man, Bernie Mac, that floored me.
You know, the only thing that I've read is, I guess, a chronic lung condition that eventually resulted in this pneumonia.
Right,
and,
right.
Boy, that's a shocker. When you see somebody that young that leaves, it's a drag.
It ain't right.
We all agreed, everybody on the show, big fan of Bernie Mac, and, man, in those Ocean's 11... 12, 13 movies.
Too funny.
Just funny. Bad Santa, I remember. I mean, just about the best. I mean, that's what I really enjoyed Bernie Mac in. I loved him in that.
I never turn off the Bernie Mac show when I catch it on reruns.
Really, really tragic, man. And our prayers go out to his whole family. That's a shame. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
It is Monday. Is it Monday already?
It is.
Monday. August 11, 2008.
Right.
Yeah, Bo, bring my sandwich in. We had a lot of meetings today, and so I didn't get a chance to eat, so I'm going to eat at the beginning of the show.
I hope you won't think me not professional.
Bo, do your Chad Dukes impression. No, I'm kidding. He does an impression. Have you seen the impression of you?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Okay, thanks so much for participating. Have a great day. Have a good show.
Thanks for paneling, Beauregard.
Bye, Bo. There goes Beauregard. Uh-huh. He's one of the people that works here.
He is.
What a great show we've got planned for you today.
Yes.
Big Olympic stuff for you. We're going to have Carrie Strug on. You remember her? She was the gymnast that had the bad ankle in... God, what was the Olympics?
Barcelona, so 96?
No, it might have been Atlanta, I think. That when she Barcelona was like way back when. And, I don't know. We'll ask her about it. Carrie Strug, at the age of 14, she won a bronze medal in Barcelona.
Right.
And she was the youngest member of the entire U.S. Olympic team. 1996, member of the Magnificent Seven.
Timely, that's good.
U.S. women's gymnastic team. All that Olympics, she performed the vault injured. I remember that was the big deal for her, so we'll chat with her. And also, we're going to get our old friend... Alan Butterfield back on for his I Told You So.
He's a little busy lately, you know?
Now everybody wants his ass. Who had him first?
Oh, we knew about this
we had him
ago.
First.
Right here.
Months ago.
So it is Monday. Here we all are. And, well, how was your Friday, gentlemen?
Excellent.
My Friday became Saturday.
Rob wins. Rob wins the award for staying the longest.
Yeah.
Let me get the thank yous out of the way for a fabulous coming out party for the Buzz Babes and a great night all together at the party on the 8th. It was a huge success, and we were thrilled with that. You know, whenever you're doing this, and you guys, do you think I was edgy enough before we were driving out there? You think I was pacing enough?
You were so nervous. You were like an expectant father.
Right.
You really were. And you had nothing to worry about.
Well, I always worry. If I don't worry, uh-huh. Who's going to do the worrying?
Mike, you weren't just like an expectant father. You were like an expectant father in a movie from the 30s.
But we got out there. It was absolutely jammed to the rafters. I want to thank Danny and the staff at Bungalow Billiards
awesome.
In Chantilly.
Yeah.
E Street Limo for the ride. Marvin the Driver. James,
he was great.
Marvelous Marvin.
And ColorWorks for the T-shirts. And I want to make a comment about our friends at the Midday Show, Chad and Oscar, Big O and Dukes here on WJFK.
Yeah. Don't say anything mean, Mike.
You get it. And also Drab, CK, Brett from the Junkies, uh-huh. BDK, Bo, Timmy, Jason, everybody from the WJFK group that came out there.
Yeah.
But specifically for my pals, Chad and Oscar, you know, I just want to get this out of the way because it's Monday and I was reflecting on it all weekend. You know, you got a couple of guys that bust their ass about as hard as anybody works in this business.
That's
as
right.
far as getting out and doing stuff for the show and getting out to meet everybody, which has invigorated me at this stage of my
true.
Career
mm-hmm.
to go out there and do the same thing. And they talk about synergy. And I know I've heard them say this, and probably the Junkies have said the same thing. We're not faking this. What it is one of those very rare and delightful moments in our business mm-hmm. where we happen to be sharing studios and sharing microphones with people that we really, really do
yes.
respect and admire and get along with.
Enjoy.
And, you know, there they were supporting my event. You know, one of the first people I saw was Chad Dukes on Friday night, and Oscar wasn't that far behind him, popping
right.
in and saying hello,
right.
even after getting horribly maimed by Beth Ann's dog.
And
have you seen the bruise on his wrist?
Oh, I didn't know.
He's got a legitimate bruise.
He took a bruise?
On his
yes.
wrist from where Beth Ann's dog bit him.
Wow.
But those guys, you know, one of the reasons we've had so much fun here, it has a lot to do with how welcome they made us feel back here in Fairfax.
That's right.
And it just, you know, and Drab, their producer, and then CK, our program director, just everybody, I really feel like it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And outside of Matt Goldstein, I really think that everybody's pulling for you here at the radio station.
I agree.
Matt, I'm ready to kill. I'm actually ready to kill him.
I'm surprised he lived.
I don't know what's happened to him.
Saturday.
I know, Matt, if you're listening, I know you hate the gig. I know you don't like anybody anymore, or you're horribly miserable. I'll tell you, if you do like that gig and you're interested in, you know, in doing this, uh-huh. which I don't think you are,
mm-mm.
you're not showing us that you really give a rat's ass. We got out there on a Friday night at Bungalow Billiards, and of course it was packed, wall-to-wall people. I should mention Scott the Dwarf was there also.
Yay.
Oh, I spent a long time with him. He made me laugh so hard.
Apparently, you were talking to a dwarf all evening long.
I think that Jason Peasy was worried because I was laughing so hard. Like maybe I was
He's
afflicted.
A funny guy.
Yeah.
Scotty is so much fun, and I guess several of his bandmates from the Little Kings were there also.
Excellent. Including Which one were
his,
they?
yeah, they were there. Real hard to spot. That drummer, I love his drummer for his band.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He really looks like an elfin version of, I'm trying to think, probably of the late Bernie Mac,
could
actually.
Be.
Don't you think we have to have Scott in here for a BYOB soon?
I'd love to get Scott down here
yeah.
for a BYOB
yeah.
party.
Yeah.
Scott, if you're listening to the show, and mm-hmm. I sure hope you are invited. And if you want to come by this Friday, you are invited to BYOB Friday. We'd love to have you down here.
No shooters, Scott.
No. You know,
he talked me into them.
Oh, see, Rob, that was the one thing I did
oh,
not
Mike,
do.
Oh, Mike, it was a mistake. And I don't even like, you know what? I love alcohol.
I know.
Its taste.
But you're not a big shooters guy.
But Jägermeister is just bad medicine.
Well, it's tough when they've got the whole ice sculpture set up in the back room.
That was beautiful,
and,
wasn't it?
And it's got the Party on the Eights logo up there.
Yeah.
And the graphics, you know, it was really, really terrific what they did out
beautiful
there.
Beautiful evening.
But we get out, and what's the, you know, we're not going to do, it's not like the days of the Las Vegas style show. We go out there, we do a little chat, and we bring out the Buzz Babes. That's really mm-hmm. the extent of the act that we have there.
That's
but
our act.
You still have to have functioning, working microphones.
Plural.
And, you know, when you've got people busting their ass at a radio station, and then you get up there and the one person who is responsible to have all I wanted, a functioning microphone. That's not too much to ask.
Seems like a lot.
One would have been great. Three would have been like Christmas yeah.
Well,
Day.
They had, what, three wireless, didn't
well,
they?
They had three wireless items, yeah.
They had three wireless mics ready to go. And So I grabbed the microphone, and I'm up there with the whole gang. We all walk in together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ready to say hello to everybody. And I touch the microphone, and it's one of the...
yep.
like that.
And then out.
And then the whole process of you're standing there with your ass hanging out,
mm-hmm.
and,
sure.
and they go into this whole... you know, mode of trying to figure stuff out, and they haven't because they should have beforehand.
Everybody's touching a knob.
And we end up where we have to crawl up into the disc jockey booth, which wasn't a problem at all, and use the disc jockey's microphone,
right,
which I believe has been, like, chewed on by Budweiser Clydesdales.
Yeah, it was.
Because this thing is not perfect either.
Provided by the Budweiser Corporation in the year 1960.
But it was really, really great. I urge you, if you were out there Friday, give us a call, 877-365-3636.
Please.
Tell us what you thought.
We had a great time. Did you?
All I remember was the lady that was right to the right of the disc jockey booth that obviously had spent the afternoon there.
June.
And the first thing she says right out of the bat, you know, right after I got done, how come you don't call him Robbie anymore?
There's always one.
My name is June. I'm June.
No, I got two that night.
Oh,
really? I'm trying to think of the other one.
Bonus.
I am trying to think of the... I forgot it. Well, anyway, but everybody couldn't have been nicer. We were thrilled with everybody out there. The Buzz Babes looked so hot, didn't they? They looked wonderful. And
I was so proud.
You know, we got to ride over in a big one of them big old stretch limos, and we were having a good old time. Mm-hmm. Who was the antsiest to get there? I was supposed to be the nervous father, but once we knew it was packed, who was the guy that didn't? You know, I believe in making a showbiz entrance, Buzz.
I know.
Just about 5-10 minutes, you just let them wait a little extra, just for a little showbiz.
I agree.
Show business.
It's very important in this business of show to time it correctly.
I am starving to death. I'm going to have a bite of my
sandwich.
I
wanted to go on a sooner or later than you wanted to go on, but I think it worked out perfectly. Everybody had a great time.
And the little dresses look good. And
I was also pleased to see more women in the crowd than I think we're used to seeing at an appearance like that. I thought that was very gratifying, you know, for me.
Very good-looking women.
I like women and all.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Beth Ann to the studio, please.
Beth Ann, can you come to the studio, please?
It's awfully early in the week for that. Is there anything I can help you with?
Bring the condiments.
I have a special request.
My sandwich sounds dry.
Can you send one of the interns up to get me one of those Aquafina Berry Blast things?
Oh, out of the machine.
I don't think it's a Berry Blast. I think it's the,
now,
it's
is that the
sparkling.
The carbonated water?
Yes.
You're only going to burp on the
show. Which is about the tastiest thing I have ever had. It really was good. Let's go to Joe in Santa Rosa. I think he wants to talk about Isaac Hayes. Let's go to Joe in Santa Rosa. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good afternoon, Uncle Mike. Last Friday's show was fantastic. I was on Lake Tahoe, and the only radio station that came in just happened to be the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's
and the
right.
Buzz Babes. It was fabulous. Fantastic.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, the Buzz Babes weren't last Friday, but they'll be on this coming Friday, right?
Easy
well,
for
them.
You to say yes. Yes, right. They will.
Yeah. What can we do for you,
Buzz
Joe?
Babes don't talk with their mouth full, Mike.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm being very rude.
Oh, come on now, Rob. Relax.
I have a lot of meetings.
Hey, what's with this guy?
I had a lot of meetings today, and I haven't had time to have my lunch.
Yeah, Mike, relax.
Sounds like you've got too much mayo on your sandwich there.
No, there's actually not enough.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
It's a little dry. Yeah.
Time for a set of essays.
So, Joe, what can we do for you, Chatty Cathy, you?
Thank you, my friend. When I heard Isaac Hayes passing this last weekend, I thought of your former show and the Don and Mike show when he was on. And the guy was, there aren't too many cool cats on this planet, but he was one of them.
He sure was.
Yeah, and I think we all knew that Isaac Hayes had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he didn't want to be really public with it. Right. And, you know, we knew that there were some issues there because he was kind of going, and he was having a little trouble expressing his thoughts. And maybe that's what, I haven't heard what the real reason was.
I think you were his last interview on public radio or in public, period. And
I don't know that.
Fantastic. It was fantastic. It was pretty close.
It's a drag. It's thanks a lot. We appreciate the call, Joe. It's just a drag. You know, I mean, both Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes in the same weekend, it's, you know, not cool. But Bernie Mac, I mean, Isaac Hayes had a pretty significant history of some medical issues,
right?
And not a massive surprise. Bernie Mac, a very big surprise, although he had some lung issues,
right? And he had a foundation for that particular disease. So.
But you just don't expect. You don't really expect in this day and age that unless it's something sudden and shocking. You know, that somebody's going to go out with pneumonia when they're 50 years old.
Now, we had heard that he had had pneumonia a couple weeks ago, right? Wasn't that in the media? And then, you know, they just sort of brushed it aside.
Right. There wasn't
now,
much
why is somebody giving me a West Virginia stabbing update?
I believe, was it the caller?
Oh, I know. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You're right,
Rob. They told the story that someone got stabbed.
Let's go to Kilo in Mount Airy. Kilo, you're on the air. Thank you, Drew. Thanks.
What's up,
all right,
guys?
Appreciate it. Kilo, you're on. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike.
See, I'm somehow projecting Matt Goldstein through you, Drew, and I shouldn't do that. You're a very nice
Who's
boy.
Your buddy?
Who?
Drew is.
Drew is. Yeah,
yes,
I like Drew.
No,
what can we do for you, Kilo?
I've got a update for you on that stabbing story a couple of weeks ago.
Now, please enlighten me, Buzz. What are we talking about here?
You saw, if I have this correct, you saw that there had been a stabbing of a grandmother in the face on your street there in West Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
Good, Buzz.
It's actually mildly humorous.
Oh, sure, of course it is.
But only mildly.
Only mildly, very good. Mild.
Tell us.
Mild!
Just tell us the funny parts.
The woman's son, the woman that was stabbed.
Uh-huh.
Her son just reported to jail for an unrelated offense this past Friday, I believe.
Drag.
Right.
The whole family's getting locked up.
Yeah.
He is in the same jail as the man that stabbed his mother.
I'm mildly amused.
Hilarious.
It's mild.
Slightly more entertaining than that.
Now, Kilo, am I mistaken?
Rob.
I think that was the third time he's called on that story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that anymore.
No, we're done with that story.
All right, so Rob Spiewak, Friday night at Bungalow Billiards, you were the absolute all-time record holder for staying, which is very unusual.
Yeah, I don't do
normally,
that much.
I'm the one that has that distinction.
Right.
I'm the one that doesn't want the party to end.
Such a good time. I made a friend or two and had myself some drinks. I'd like to, I promised, and I'm
shocked. Did you do anything that you were embarrassed about or something that like you woke up feeling riddled with guilt? Because that's the only thing that's worthwhile when you go out to a party like that.
Not until I got home.
a little something.
But
all Rob said to me in the office was, I just had a little problem with eating when I got home. Now, Rob, you have been on this diet, this liquid protein diet for how long?
9 weeks this Thursday.
Uh-huh. So you're ready for a little fall.
Yeah, sure. And you see this alcohol that you drink, that you get in a bar,
what of it?
It lowers your inhibitions.
It does? It does.
It really does.
Like right now.
And I was having such a good time.
I haven't had 5 martinis at once.
I understand.
I wouldn't be eating this sandwich right now.
I had such a good time, and I promised, I'm shocked I remember this, but a shout out to Erica, who was there. And
who was Erica?
She was a lovely young lady who had ordered some fried pickles.
I'd like to give a shout out to Erica. She's wonderful with her hands.
And she asked me to sit down, and it turns out Erica loves Elvis and game shows.
Oh.
This is Erica that was at the party?
Yeah.
And you remembered Erica?
Yeah. Well,
was Erica hottie?
Yeah.
I like you going down this road where you get in trouble with your wife a little bit.
Petite blonde?
Is that? I think reddish hair.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
See, you don't take inventory of all of them there, Studley.
Hard to keep track of them all.
Studley wants to make sure. Buzz has his pen out.
Does it help you if I said it was table 27?
Buzz wants to put her on his chart.
I'm sorry, Rob. She's not on my list.
Not on your list. I'm sorry. But so anyway, I got. I realized that the bar was almost empty because I think it was about 1:30. And you remember the place was, like, capacity full, right?
Yeah, you stayed till 1:30?
I think. Because I looked around, and then if you took out the employees, there was only, like, 5 people.
That's closing time.
So I originally was supposed to get a ride home with Matt Goldstein, but he passed me off on landfill.
Oh.
And so landfill wasn't drinking.
Oh, he did that to you?
Doesn't sound like Matt.
I know. But
I can't imagine Matt would do that.
But landfill, I have to start off by apologizing to him because it was a long ride home, and I don't recall him saying anything. And yet, I don't recall any silence in the car, which means I talked motor mouth style the whole ride home.
Landfill give you a ride home at like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, he did.
He's a good boy.
He lives out near where I live, and I have to apologize because no matter how young you are, you don't want anyone telling you why Johnny Carson was great. And I was really gone.
You were loaded.
Because it came up that he never remembers Johnny Carson being on television.
That was the day. Now, he was an interviewer. He would ask questions, and you know what he'd do that they don't do today? He would listen.
What about him?
You want to call a landfill?
Not really.
No.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The last thing he wants to do is hear from me again.
Hey, hold on a second before you continue.
Yes, of course.
A lot of people are calling about something. I don't know what the hell it is.
This way.
Kevin in D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to call in and compliment you guys on what you were talking about earlier. It's really amazing this energy that you guys do have with the other shows, and it's kind of surprising. I started listening with when you were with the Don and Mike Show, and as much as that guy was a talent, he didn't. He just kind of had a negative bent, and
now just before we do that, and
I really
want to say, I mean, one of the things that that Don had was an edge, and I have been accused of not having that edge, and I don't make any secret about the fact that edge is not existent in this particular show. It's a different type of incarnation. It truly is. But you know, you're talking about 20 years of my life,
I don't want to.
I'm not about doing that in any way. You know, in any way,
so,
shape, or form.
I
want to talk about now, and that's ever
you're
forward.
You're doing an awesome job. I love the banter, and I love it's amazing how your the energy you have is it's crazy, and the way that you relate with the other guys, the other shows.
Well,
that
sir, people have no idea how hard it is for all of us to pretend that we like each other, but we do it. we do it every single day, and we think it's working.
Kevin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And, you know, the synergy word is. I'm trying to think of another word, but that is the best word that describes what we do
don't
here.
You
unfortunately,
hate it,
I hate the word, but it is what we do, and yeah. And I do like that. Kevin, I appreciate the call.
No problem.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye. Yeah, I mean, it really is what we're all about here.
Yeah,
but the word, we got to find a different word. We have to make up our own word.
Cooperation.
Okay? No, something dirty. Ty from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Man love.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Hey, what's going on this side?
What can we do for you, Ty?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys are going to get in line tonight to pick up your first copy of the new Madden at midnight.
You mean Madden 09?
Oh, yeah.
You mean Madden 09 that we're giving away on the Mike O'Mara show today?
Yeah, but are you still guys going to get in line?
Excuse me, Ty. Did you know we were... Tonight? Ty, dumbass. Ty.
Ty, learn to listen.
Ty, don't listen, Ty. Did you hear what I just said?
What?
No, you didn't, Ty, you know, because you're from Sacramento and you're a dumbass and you didn't pay attention. No, you didn't pay attention to what I just said. Shut up, Ty. I'm talking. Shut up, Ty.
Ty. Ty.
Ty, all you do is run your mouth and you don't listen. I just said we are giving that away on the show today.
You mean you can win it before you can buy it, Mike?
That's right, Rob.
Are you listening, Ty?
Madden 09. Are you ready? Shut up, Ty. Are you ready for some football? 7-Eleven is Madden Meals, free playable demos of Madden NFL 09, Gridiron Ice Slurpees, cool collectible sport cups with top Madden NFL 09 players and a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Game on!
Did you say Madden Meals?
Can I play you online, though?
No, absolutely. Bye, Mal. See you later.
Ty is fun, isn't he?
What a jackass.
Did you say Madden Meals?
I swear to God.
I think it says Madden Meals.
Can you imagine? Are they really meals that John Madden eats?
Madden Meals.
Yum.
Free playable demos. We're giving away a copy of it. Beth Ann, that's one, right? We only have one to give away?
That's it.
We only have one to give away, and we will be doing that today when we play 5 and 10 Challenge on the show.
Yeah, but are you going to be standing in line tonight when it goes on sale?
No, absolutely not. I'm not Madden. I'm a shooter. I'm a first-person shooter, Buzz.
I'm going to stand in line just to entertain and make friends.
What if it was a shoot Madden game?
Shoot him after he's had a Madden meal.
Let's go to Charlie in Triangle. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Mike. I called you on BYOB Friday. Remember the psychopath?
Oh, no. Charlie. Every day. Charlie, yes, you called us.
Mike, I'm just calling to apologize to you.
You don't need to apologize, man. That's
well,
okay.
Well, I felt like I brought down your show, the whole mood and everything, and I thought I scared Katie a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know that, you know, I'm a very loyal and dedicated listener ever since I moved here.
Okay.
And
God bless you, Charlie. Charlie, we're still friends. Just continue to listen. Just don't call as much, okay?
Don't call as much?
That's right. Just call a little less and listen a little more. That's what we like, and we're still friends, Charlie.
All right. Free Ireland.
All right. God bless you. Free Ireland. He says it every time.
You know what would cheer him up is a Christmas movie, like The Bipolar Express.
He's interesting. And Cher, his wife, I believe, right?
Yes, that's exactly
we know both
right.
Of them now. Chris in Burke, Virginia. How are you, Chris?
How you doing, Mike?
What's
As
happening?
One of your many brother fans, I wanted to say thank you for such a terrific night on Friday.
Hey, finally, we got a call from somebody at the big show. Thank you.
Is this Chef?
Yes, it's the Chef.
Hey,
how you
Chef.
Doing?
Boy,
how you
Buzz doing? Is great with memory, isn't he? Yeah, I forget. I swear to God, I shake hands with somebody and the names are just gone.
Yeah.
But we had a great time there. How do you like the Buzz Babes?
All I can say is Buzz knows how to pick women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Glad you were pleased.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I took my time because it was just a crowd of people in front of the girls. I was like, nah, I'm not going to go in there. I'll just wait till they come down and see me. And the first person I saw was Allie, and good Lord.
Mm-hmm. That sums mm-hmm. it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't she attractive?
That's a good person to see. Hey, thanks for coming out, and we're going to do it again real soon, okay?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thanks. We appreciate the call.
Thanks for the great pictures you took, too.
Rob, we got to finish up with you and everything that happened to you because we haven't gotten to Rob's kitchen yet. Last time we checked in with you, you were in the middle of your landfill story.
Exactly.
And you're telling landfill how great Johnny Carson is.
I am so embarrassed.
I know you so well.
So embarrassed.
I could probably repeat that conversation word for word and know what was going on. We'll have more of our recap of the big night on Friday. You can call us with that as well. And we will have the first buzz of the afternoon, and I'll continue to be rude and eat. I'll finish my sandwich in this break.
If you must.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Kind of a bummer weekend, actually, you know, and, we never had the privilege of getting Bernie Mac on the show, but we certainly talked to Isaac Hayes a short time back. And
we knew he was in ill health.
Yeah.
I think that took us...
Hello?
Yes.
That is very, very close to a fireable offense. I'm trying to enjoy my sandwich, and I was counting on you to tell something